Olet Ilwe Ramashala joins us today for Elinyora Wednesday as the head of business development and strategic partnerships at Sanlam Corporate. She leads growth initiatives across the Sanlam Umbrella Fund, employee benefits, group risk, strategic partnerships, and she is the former executive head of business development at Old Mutual, but now recognized for her impact. She served as the chairperson of the Old Mutual Women's Network and the CSI Investment Committee. She is also a Brand South Africa Play Your Part ambassador and the founder of Owning It, which supports disadvantaged students through mentorship and education funding. So you know what I'm going to say? She's a girl doing very big things where she is. Olet Ilwe, welcome to Rise FM. Thank you so much for coming. I mean, you have worn so many hats. You have been an executive. You've been a mentor. You are a social entrepreneur. What does empowerment mean to you today? And how do you envision your continued role in shaping the next generation of female leaders?
Thank you so much, Kutlang. It's such a pleasure and honor to be on Rise FM this morning. Just a slight correction, it's only Tilwe, but nonetheless, thank you so much. I'm truly honored to be here. I mean, women empowerment is absolutely a deep passion of mine. I truly believe in empowering women in the political community. So my really goal and my core purpose on this earth, I want to see every woman retire with financial dignity. I want women to walk into rooms with confidence and break silence of silence or limitation. Whether it's through mentorship or public speaking or the work that I do, empowering women for me is simply a non-negotiable. And so I really try in every aspect of my life to truly just lift as a rise.
My apologies for getting your name wrong. I mean, now that you pronounce it, Olet Ilwe, she was waited
yes,
for.
No worries.
I love it. I mean, you speak about walking into a room with confidence, and I wonder where you continue to get your confidence from, because we live in a world with so many societal standards, so much so that it can get to the young girl trying to build a life.
Sure, that's a very good question. I think for me, confidence is a deep-rooted thing. I always have to remind myself to be kind to myself. It doesn't happen spontaneously. I think it is a learned skill over time. I think a lot of women have seen, and me included, we're really hard on ourselves, right? And I think studies have shown that, you know, a man can walk into a position and demand authority and with just about 10 or 20% of knowing that role. But a woman would less likely to actually apply for that role because they want to be overconfident or 80% or 90% there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think it's such an injustice that we do to ourselves. So truly what keeps me grounded and keeps me confident is my family, is my faith, which is a constant reminder that you're enough, you're more than enough, and that you really need to just use the voice that God has bestowed upon yourself to really change societal norms and really own the space. And so I always try and back myself because I only have myself to back, right? I'm raising a 10-year-old little bubbly girl. And so I think that's the legacy I want to leave with her, that nothing is impossible. You know, it only takes you to take that bold step and start and really talk to yourself in the way in which you would talk to somebody else. And I feel like sometimes we're more lenient to others, but more harsh on ourselves. And that's a practice that we really need to do because you are enough.
You are enough. And you speak about taking bold steps. Another bold step that I think you've taken is you being deeply involved in mentorship through platforms like Secrets to Success and Owning It. So what inspired you to start these initiatives and what impact have you seen so far?
Sure. I think it comes from, you know, navigating boardrooms where the only woman or youngest person battling imposter syndrome in certain instances and societal expectations, right? But those challenges have been built with resilience. And what inspired me is when I first started in my career, I remember I was young, bubbly, and, you know, just graduated with BCom Finance and thought I was going to get the corner office. But boy, was I humbled, right?
Yeah.
Where I was a private banking institution that felt that you had to earn your stripes, right? And I started really, really low with my degree qualification. I started in the client support center, which is simply a call center, right? And I really felt like sometimes my voice, I didn't have a voice, you know. As I was climbing up the ladder, I became a private banker, then moved into corporate institutional banking, then into asset management. But every move was hard because I just felt like as a woman, especially a young woman of color, I felt like in certain instances, people wouldn't hear me, but somebody else, a man, would say the same thing, but, you know, it's heard, it's understood. And so that's where really because the true success came from. It came from a deep-rooted issue that I realized that a lot of people didn't see the power of mentorship. And I was really fortunate that when I started, I had Nontlan Japedi Sukhumalo, who was the former Miss South Africa. And I mean, she's done incredibly well in the corporate space. And she really took a keen interest in me and really just walked the journey with me. She introduced me to so many people. The former Minister of Finance, Babnene, is also one of my mentors. I've had a lot of mentors, and a lot of my friends would be like, Ola, how do you do it? How do you just approach someone and just ask them to, you know, walk this journey with you? And I said, you know, you overprepare, you come with a 2 minute elevator pitch. Some people will say no, and maybe they're not ready, they're not in a good space. But, you know, sometimes it's not a no, it's a not now. And I think often people don't realize the power of mentorship and sponsorship, because I feel that I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for God first. But not only God, but God using people like mentors and sponsors to say, hey, let's walk this journey together. Let's navigate the so-called corporate jungle so that, you know, you can really live your God-given purpose in this life. So that's where it came from, is that, you know, a lot of these mentors as well don't have a lot of time, but they have the heart and the passion to do what is right. And so through the Secrets to Success platform, I felt that it was an enabler. It was a leadership tool. It was a mentorship to leadership session where I could invite industry, you know, captains of industry, and trailblazers, and to say, what's your secret to success? How did you get to the top? Whether it be entrepreneurship, building your own empire, whether it be you being in corporate spaces, how did you actually get to the top? As having these vulnerable, open, hard conversations where people tell you, guys, it's not a linear, you know, it's not as linear as it seems, but really it's about taking it within, doing the hard work, building relationships, because that is your best currency. So that is where, at the core of it, where Secrets to Success came from.
You know, we're running out of time. So just before I let you go, I really want to ask, as somebody who has had corporate success, what do we say, or how do we uplift the women who come from disadvantaged communities and are aiming to break into leadership roles, especially in male-dominated industries like finance and investments?
That's a very good one. So I think everyone can do something in their respective spaces, whether you're in senior management, middle management, or executive positions, right? Mm. You do have the capacity to mentor. You do have the capacity to go and offer your time at schools that you feel that are underprivileged. And, you know, mentorship goes a long way. Inviting people, you know, and also, I mean, through Owning It Too, which is a platform that I also created, I would then take these kids. I took like 15. It wasn't a big group. And I would expose them to like Mnet and take them and show them in terms of the studios, et cetera. When I was still at Investec, they came with me to Investec. When I was at Allen Gray, you know, it's just giving someone exposure and your time. That's all you can do. And then coming through, also hosted a career exhibition day at Muller Tanner Secondary, where my dad taught for 30 years. But there were like 900 scholars in the hall, invited different people to come and share their stories. So everyone can do something in their spaces. So own your story. Don't wait for permission to step into your power. Stay curious, stay teachable, but never shrink.
Ulitilwe, thank you very much for coming onto the show. This is why you were waited for. You are a wonderful, wonderful woman. And this is why you are our Lignora Wednesday for today. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kotlang.
Kotlang Molezane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rosa FM Meet Mornings, Mpumalanga. Brazil.